This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You know, of any song that needs more cowbell, it's Ride Like the Wind.
Too soft for you?
It's very subtle, yeah. It needs to be more aggressive.
Turn it up a little bit. Don't be afraid of this song.
All right.
It's a jam.
I'd like to ride.
Will Ferrell ruined this song for me.
How?
What was it? Old School? What movie was this in?
It definitely wasn't Running Scared. It wasn't an Old School.
Billy Crystal?
Look it up. You will get results.
Okay.
He sang the song, and it's terrible, but it's so funny.
Well, he also sang in Old School Dust in the Wind by Kansas. That doesn't ruin that song for me.
That song was already
that is one of his main shticks.
You're my boy, Blue! You're
taking
my boy!
Really good songs and singing them horribly.
Do you remember the funeral scene in Old School?
We need to go back and watch.
You're my boy, Blue!
The next time we are like snowed in a year or rained in and just do like a Will Ferrell movie marathon. I would be so down
no
for
problem
that.
With that. We're starting with both of the Anchormans.
Okay.
Black. Stop saying black. Black. I can't help myself.
2/3 of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make any sense. Ted Lasso is coming back for a fourth season, ladies and gentlemen. On Apple TV, it was announced today, the streamer did not say when the new episodes would become available or where they are in the production process. Sudeikis, who is the show's executive producer, hinted the new episodes would be about taking chances. It is unclear if Ted Lasso will be in Ted Lasso 4.
Well, he would have to be in some, you know, Jason Sudeikis made this announcement on the New Heights podcast.
As Ted Lasso fans, man, thank you, because that is gold.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there season 4? Is it in the works?
Are we allowed
I don't
to
know what
that?
I'm allowed to ask.
I think you can ask it, yeah.
That's what we're writing. We're writing season 4 now.
Yeah!
That's the official word, yeah. Ted's coaching, yeah, they're a women's team. So there. That's
happening.
That's
women's team.
Yeah.
Is he coming back to the States? Or?
Yeah, that's too many questions. But yeah.
That's too many questions.
Coaching a women's team in England or in the United
States? No, he just said, I'm coming back.
But he will be part of the show based on what he just said, which is not what we thought when we first ended season 3 and started talking about ramblings about the potential for a season 4. Well, it would be kind of a new show, but without it would be Ted Lasso without Ted Lasso.
What about his son who is like 11 or 12?
That's why I think he will come back. This is going to be the storyline. Soccer stays with Beard and everyone over in England, and the main focus is soccer. But every once in a while, you're going to see Jason Sudeikis. He'll make some cameos because he's gone back to America to be with his son and coach a women's team. That's exactly what this is going to be. Because if you think about real life.
So he's going to be on Zoom?
You think about real life. He can't just be away from his son over in England for, you know, when the show started, his son was what, 6?
Well, remember, though, spoiler, if anybody hasn't seen the end of season 3 yet.
That's their fault, not ours.
You've had enough time.
There was some back and forth about whether or not the family wanted to move over to England with him. And obviously, they ultimately decided that he was going to go back to the United States. But what if that changes? in the in-between time between season three and season four.
I'm just thrilled it's coming back.
So, but are we going to be bouncing between, you know, Roy over at AFC Richmond and Beard at AFC Richmond and Lasso over at, you know, the women's Manchester City team?
I think it will be brilliantly written and seamless, and we should just be thankful that it is coming back.
I am very thankful.
Did you see what else just dropped? I'm sorry, ladies.
Oh, simmer down.
To do this to you on a Friday, but
Landman 2.
It is making the rounds. No, it has been a while since we have seen Missouri's own Mr. Pitt.
Oh boy.
And Mr. Pitt, it appears, has come out of a retirement sort of lull to wear a very tight fitting bodysuit.
Now, if I had said this about any woman
as a race car driver, I can't stand NASCAR. I don't know anything about it. I don't understand the cars going round and around and around.
This isn't NASCAR.
It's Formula One, sorry. But I do think there will be an enormous...
It's like football and rugby.
There will be an enormous interest in this film, ladies.
Some people look at Sonny Hayes. They see a guy who lives in a van, a gambling junkie who missed his shot, the best that never was. But I see possibility. And if you don't
love me now, we'll never love. My Rook is a phenomenal talent, but he's young. You plus him.
Boom.
I got a team.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
I don't even know what it's about.
It's about Formula One.
Whatever. Listen to this, Scott. This is why you're going to love this.
She doesn't know what Formula One is.
Leave it to Brad Pitt to try to steal some of Tom Cruise's action thunder. The actor's summer movie F1... in theaters June 27th, features Pitt teamed with Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski, ripping around famous global racetracks.
Is this the suit you're talking about?
Yeah. At upward of 180 mile an hour.
Now, Scott, she doesn't care about the content of the movie.
Yeah,
she just wants to sit there and drool.
I think he is one of the greatest actors of our generation. I really do. If you look at his catalog, it is deep. And yes, he is nice to look at, but he is a great actor. He's a great actor. When was the last time we had a race car Formula One movie? And I'll tell you, it was Days of Thunder. Was that 30 years ago?
Which, by the way, they're making a Days of Thunder 2.
No interest.
Why not?
I didn't love Days of Thunder 1.
Because Brad Pitt's not in Days of Thunder 2 dressed in very tight white clothing where you can see his abs.
Actually, the last one, I think, was Talladega Nights.
That's right, Talladega Nights.
Ballad of Ricky
Bobby. If you ain't
Bobby.
First, you're last.
Mm-hmm.
Judging from both the first and last trailer, F1 seems to promise truly epic racing sequences. No surprise that they look ripped straight out of the popular Netflix series Drive to Survive. You've seen that series on Netflix, which was the real chronicling of what goes on in Formula. In fact, I think Carrie makes a cameo in that, by the way, in that series about Formula
Carrie
One.
Carrie Emmert, our friend?
Yeah.
Did you not see Talladega Nights?
Yes.
Which is the last racing movie that we've had.
I'd forgotten.
One of the best documentaries about the
Clearly.
Sport.
You ain't first, you last.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Anyway, June, it is coming out in June, and I think, you know, it's going to be good.
See, I don't look at Talladega Nights as a movie. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Dan. It's a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this sentence.
Driving, Ricky Bobby.
Driving ground-based missiles that pull multiple Gs and boast upward of 1,000 HPs sounds a bit like the world of Top Gun. And
what does HP stand for?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hyper.
You mean horsepower?
Whatever. Pitt, 61.
No, she didn't know.
It says HPs.
That's horsepowers.
Pitt, 61, like Tom Cruise, 62, had to stay fit for the role. They are athletes. I'm not going to lie. I don't think it's a sport, but I do acknowledge you have to be an athlete to do what the race car drivers
do. You think Brad Pitt's going to shake and bake?
I think he might.
Rubbing his racing.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus.
I want to thank my sponsors, Mountain Dew and Pizza Hut.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
This could be a good movie, this F1.
It's going to be good.
Javier Bardem is in it.
I think she's confusing the sound of a NASCAR race with the sound of an F1 race.
They are promising F1 will be, quote, the most authentic racing film ever experienced in cinema.
Wait, Danny, you said that was going to be over 1,000 Hewlett-Packards? Thank you, Texan.
It's a lot of computers.
It is a lot of computers.
Very powerful.
Oh, my word. We're off to a racing start.
Wow.
Festivus Friday coming away right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.